We're going to be looking at how to praise or why do we praise God from Psalm chapter 40, and then Pastor Mark will be following later about how do we pray, why do we pray to God. So if you have the Blue Bibles, we're looking at page 400, page 400 in the Blue Bibles. Let me ask you a question. Can we be thankful without saying anything? Can we be thankful and not say anything? So think about that as I read Psalm 40, and I'll try to answer the question for you when we finish with my devotional. So can we be thankful and not say anything about it? So Psalm 40, verses 1 to 10. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. No one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced or opened. Burnt offerings and sinned offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, as you know, O Lord. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth from the great assembly. How do we praise, or why should we praise our Savior, Jesus Christ, our God and our Father? First, number one, God is the cause of our praise. God is the cause of our praise. Let's look at verse 3 together. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. We don't just praise God because it's the most logical thing to do. So we go to everyone in the world and say, okay, God is, you know, our Creator and our Savior, and so the most logical thing for you to do is to worship Him. Well, yes, that's true, but we praise God because God first worked in our lives. We love God because He first loved us. Let me read for you 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. So we were once dead in our sins. We were once blind. We were once in darkness. But God made us alive. God opened our eyes. God transferred us into the kingdom of light. All praise begins because God's done something first. And you see that throughout the scriptures. We praise God because praise begins with God. God put a song in our heart. God saved us so that we could praise Him. It didn't start with us. Number two, God's deliverance is the reason for our praise. God's deliverance is the reason for our praise. In verse 2, He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock. He gave me a firm place to stand. And throughout here, he's saying the wonders and righteousness of God that this man, who David, has seen in his life. We praise God because of His deliverance. Now, in the Old Testament, God's delivered David many times from his enemies. But us as New Testament believers, God sometimes does deliver us physically, but the great salvation we have in Christ is the main reason for our praise. God has delivered us from sin, to bondage to sin, and set us into the kingdom of His Son. So we praise God because of His salvation of us. So God is the cause of our praise. God's salvation is the reason for our praise. Number three, God wants us to delight in praising Him. God wants us to delight in praising Him. If you look with me at verse 8, I desire to do your will, or I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. You know what? It's easy to outwardly praise God. You can sing. You can give offering. You can help people. You can say all the right words. But that's not what God wants primarily. God wants your heart. God wants our hearts to praise him. The praise that God wants is from our hearts. God wants to be our joy and our heart's desire. Anything else but heart praise is not praise. So God wants our hearts to praise him. And it's not outwardly. It's going to show outwardly. Let me know. We sang. We said words. Maybe we'll clap or raise our hands. You're going to see praise of God outwardly, but it starts. True praise starts in the heart with a delight and a desire to follow after God, to seek him. I delight to do your will, O God. So God is the cause of our praise. His salvation is the reason for our praise. God wants us to delight in praising him. And last, God wants us to praise him before others so they can trust in him. God wants us to offer our praise before everyone so that they can be encouraged. Praise should flow from our hearts to God before others so they too can praise God. We can look at several verses here. Let's look at verse 3. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Verses 9 and 10 are great. I proclaim righteousness or salvation in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, as you know, O Lord. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth from the great assembly. This is what we call the cycle of praise. If you want a title for this little devotional, it's called The Cycle of Praise Would Work. It starts with God, and it ends with God. We start with God. God rescues us and puts us a song in our heart, and we praise God before others, and they too praise God. So the praise starts from God and circles around to God through us and through others. God is the reason and the cause for our praise, and all praise gets directed back to him through us. So let me ask you that question again. Can we be thankful without saying anything? So if God does something for you and you're thankful, your thankfulness is not complete until you praise God. I'm not saying before everyone, just in your heart, just a prayer to God. Your thankfulness is not complete until your heart praises God. It can just be you don't have to say any words, but thank you, God, for what you've done for me and however he's worked in your life. If someone does something for you, brings you a meal, encourages you, you're thankful in your heart, you can thank God, but you haven't thanked them until you actually say thank you. And today, we're going to have scripture testimonies after this. But let me encourage you. If God has done something amazing in your life, as God has proved himself faithful, if you're thankful about something in God's word, if you're thankful about who God is for you, we're going to give you an opportunity to mention that. But as the psalmist says here, I told your praise before the whole assembly. So, you know what? God did something amazing in your life. God proved himself faithful. You want to praise him for who he is. Let us all know, because that's going to encourage everyone else, and they too can praise God. Amen.